we see now is, you know, the best of times and the worst of times. If you look at stocks, and here I'm going to look at the C fund and the TSP, which is an S&P 500 index fund, through the end of July, this year the C fund and the S&P 500 are up 11%. Over the last 12 months ending in July, they're down 20%. And over the last 10 years, it's down 26%. So the question is, you know, one, what is the trend? And we don't know. We don't know if the trend is that the stocks are up, or maybe the trend is that the stocks are down, and what's happened so far this year is just a blip. The other thing is, what we can definitely say about trends is they always continue until they don't continue. And then they're either going to get better or worse. The stock market certainly has not done well over the last 10 years. And historically, what we've seen is when the market doesn't do well, then we go through a period of time when it does unusually well, and vice versa. Question is, and the other thing to say about the stock market, and I, you know, I'm hedging and hedging and hedging, I know, is that it's a leading indicator. It tends to go up before the economy gets better. So what we may be seeing with the trend so far this year where the market is up is that it's indicating that the economy is going to get better. Maybe we are coming out of the recession. Hopefully we've seen the worst of it. But there are a lot of pitfalls ahead. We could see interest rates tick up, which would really be bad. We could see continuing problems in banks, and we certainly have seen a lot of banks go out of business this year. We've rescued the biggest ones, but the smaller ones are just going into receivership. And so we still could have some tough times ahead. I think what's important for your listeners is for them to think about whether they're a long-term investor or a short-term investor. For the people who are long-term investors and still working, you know, they may be looking at a buying opportunity. For, on the other extreme, someone who's retiring, who's retired and taking money out of their TSP to live on, it's a very scary environment, and I hope they're out of stocks before the recent sharp declines.
Yeah, because really, so what you're saying is the stock market might be a leading indicator of economic activity, but if you look at the long-term trend, I mean, it was only in the mid-90s and late 90s that people were saying, you know, they would go back to the 1930s and say, look at this appreciation since then. How can we lose over a lifetime? But now the numbers have shown, you went back 25 years, yeah, you can lose over a lifetime.
Yeah, and that's been the really huge important change, that long-term relationships that we thought we saw in the stock market where people always made money, where the market was always positive over 10 and 15-year periods, that's no longer true. Now we've seen it that it could be negative over a 25-year period. 25 years is forever for most people.
Yeah, it pretty much is. So, therefore, there must be other instruments that people can, I think, they can invest in. I was thinking that I was going to say that individual stocks, that seems to be something that almost no average investor should even touch anymore. People used to try to pick stocks when there was more stability in the economy and markets were more, I don't know, easier to follow. You could look at an oil company and see what it had in the ground. That was a good indicator. You could buy General Motors because it was always good for a $5 dividend. But none of those old rules seem to apply at all.
Yeah, none of the old rules seem to apply. I think for most people, picking individual stocks is way too difficult. And it's not that easy to pick individual mutual funds either. Really, when I look at, you know, what's going on now, I would say for TSP investors, a big risk that they should be aware of is that if interest rates go up, the value of the F fund, which is the fixed income fund in the TSP, is going to go down. And if interest rates go up a lot, the F fund could go down a lot. Historically, we've been told that bonds are a safe haven. They certainly fluctuate less than stocks, but in terms of if interest rates do go up sharply, that's not going to be true. Now, of course, the G fund, which has had, you know, has a lower rate of return long term, doesn't fluctuate in value. So if interest rates go up, people who are invested in the G fund for safety are actually going to be safe.
We're talking with Art Stein, our certified financial planner. And how does the whole housing piece figure into this? Because housing sales are up, but prices are still down. And I think there was a Jane Norris mentioned the other day that there was a Deutsche Bank report saying that maybe 4 out of 10 mortgages could be in that underwater situation where people owe more than the house is worth sometime by the end of this year. Is that have an effect on the
on
the overall market?
Yeah, it has a huge effect because 70% of the American economy is driven by consumer purchases. And when people see the value of their homes go down and the value of their, you know, investments in the stock market go down at the same time, it's real bad for consumer spending. I read a report that in the first quarter of this year, the decline in housing prices and the stock market cost consumers $1 trillion in net worth, lost net worth. I mean, that's pretty incredible when you think about it. And a lot of people say that they don't see how the economy is going to fully recover until housing fully recovers. And we don't know how long that's going to take. What we are seeing is things continue to get worse for a lot of people. You know, as you've said, who are underwater in their homes, prices continue to decline. So many people overbought. Lots of people this year and next year are going to see their mortgages reset at a higher rate. And none of that is, you know, a positive trend for the housing market. Housing market is very bad. I mean, worse than anyone could have imagined 4 or 5 years ago.
So bottom line right now sounds like for people that are mid-career or late careers to simply go with the conservative parts of the TSP and don't try anything risky and don't try to pick stocks.
Well, don't try and pick stocks, but whether they should be in the C and the S and the I fund, which are the mutual funds in the TSP that invest in stocks, depends upon how soon they're going to need the money. If they're, you know, for money that they expect to spend in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years, I think the G fund is, you know, the one truly safe choice. For money that you're not going to be spending for 10 or 20 years, you need to think about inflation. And the G fund is not, on an after-tax basis, the G fund does not keep up with inflation. So your purchasing power is going down. And that's not a huge awful thing over a 3 to 5 year period, but over a 10 or 20 year period it is. Remember, you know, when people retire, even when they start taking money out of the TSP, most people don't have to take it all out and spend it at once. They're gonna, you know, probably be spending it over 10 and 20 year periods. And that makes the G fund, you know, a tough place. The G fund is a very difficult place for a long-term investment because the purchasing power is going down.